could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years. And owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that will make a big difference. This week, I'm very proud to welcome a colleague of mine, Dr. Angela Goldstein. Are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm very happy to have you here with us today because I know you have some amazing information to share with your topic called Who is Responsible for Your Health? And it's such an appropriate topic, Angela, because it's the new year and everybody is sort of thinking about taking more responsibility for their health. So it's a perfect topic for the first, my first show of the year. And I'd like to introduce our listeners to Dr. Goldstein. She decided, she had this realization to have a dream of becoming a doctor. And her first introduction to natural medicine was by a wise old lady who was an amateur herbalist when she was 6 years old. So that goes back a ways, Angela.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, Dr. Goldstein received her nursing training in Moscow, Russia, where she also worked as a cardiosurgical ICU nurse. Following her immigration to the United States, she received her BS in medical cytogenetics technology from the University of Connecticut. Realizing the restraints of allopathic medicine, Dr. Goldstein decided to attend the Natural College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon. She earned her doctorate in naturopathic medicine and gained extensive clinical experience in her two-year internship. Dr. Goldstein has served as an adjunct faculty member for Chapman University and National University and has lectured extensively around Orange County, California. Dr. Angela Goldstein is certified in blood type, specific diets and therapies, Wilson's thyroid protocol, and treatment of Lyme disease and co-infections. She stays up to date on new research in alternative medicine and continually incorporates new findings in her therapies that she prescribes. When she's not busy seeing patients, Dr. Goldstein spends time with her wonderful husband, her 20-something-year-old daughter, and her 2-year-old son. You are one busy lady. She loves to travel, go to theater. She loves art, music, dancing, and reading. So, with that kind of background that is so full, you've had such a full life, I would love for you to explain to our listeners basically what is naturopathic medicine.
Sure. Well, naturopathic medicine takes its roots in Europe, where there was a history and a culture of nature cure, where people would go to sanatoriums and they would get, you know, treatments of water and light and herbs and diet and such. And in the early I guess, late 1800s, some doctors got together and they decided to combine all the natural modalities under one roof, and they called it naturopathic medicine. And that's how it came to United States as well, as the naturopathic medicine that combines all natural modalities under one roof. In the 1950s, it was revised to include all the advances of medicine. So as such, naturopathic medicine is a distinct system of primary health care, an art, science, philosophy, and practice of diagnosing, treating, and preventing disease. And it's based on six principles of healing. First, do no harm, like all physicians should do. The healing power of nature, identifying and treating the cause, treat the whole person, and prevention is the best cure. And last but not least, doctor as a teacher. So we educate our patients and empower them to do better for themselves.
Sure. Now, I know that naturopathic medicine has only been accepted, if that's what you want to say, in California for, what, just the last few years. Is that correct?
Since 2005. We've been licensed in California since 2005.
Right. And it's wonderful to see naturopathic doctors in the area. So you mentioned a little bit in your bio to me about what inspired you to get into this field. What else inspired you?
Well, what happened was when I was a nurse in ICU nurse, in cardiosurgical ICU nurse, I really loved it. I really, really liked it. And then my father got sick. He got sinusitis and started being treated by the best physicians in Russia with a variety of antibiotics. And a year later, he died from complications of that treatment. And I said, I wonder what else could have been done.
Sure.
Then we immigrated to United States, and my grandmother, who was with us, you know, wasn't in the best of health, but she was managing. And within a month after being taken care of by a hospital physician, she passed away. And at that point, I said, I still really want to be a doctor. I still really want to be a doctor. I just don't want to do the same kind of medicine. And so I started looking, and I looked, and I looked, and I looked until I found a National College of Naturopathic Medicine. And when I saw it, I liked it. And that's how my journey in naturopathic medicine started or continued.
Wow. So you came here from Russia to California, to Oregon?
To Connecticut.
From Russia to Connecticut, and then from Connecticut to Oregon.
Right, right.
Wow, great. Okay, so in a nutshell, what are some of the main conditions that you treat in your practice?
Well, my practice is a family medicine practice. So I treat, you know, men and women and children and sometimes the pets as well. And my primary focus, though, is on endocrinology, so female and male hormonal health, including thyroid. That's a big item on my list in my practice. And I treat food allergies, and I treat gastrointestinal disorders and autoimmune disorders. And in the last 3 or 4 years, I've been treating Lyme disease and co-infections, so chronic infections.
And Lyme disease is quite difficult to treat. So what are some of the type of treatments or some of the services that you offer when you're treating these type of conditions?
Well, the primary thing that I do in my practice that may be different from others is that my primary goal is to identify and treat the cause. So identifying and treating cause involves, you know, a very extensive history and lab tests and such. And then we just trying to put the pieces of the puzzles together and figure out where the problem is and treating that cause. So somebody might have high cholesterol and the cause is not what they're eating, but their thyroid is not functioning. For somebody else, it could be that they are pre-diabetic and their cholesterol is elevated. So I try to do as much as possible natural herbs and natural supplements. I do use bioidentical hormones as well as thyroid hormones. And for Lyme disease and chronic infections, I use very specialized, very concentrated herbal formulations.
I see. So are you an herbalist as well?
Well, naturopathic doctors are herbalists, but, you know, as part of our training.
Okay. And what about homeopathic medicine?
So homeopathy is also included. It's like naturopathic medicine is a big umbrella. It includes homeopathy, it includes herbalism, includes supplements, includes, body work. It's kind of a big, big umbrella. And then people pick and choose their modalities of what they want to focus on.
So in other words, you're saying that a naturopathic medical doctor is someone, it's sort of like a GP, and then you go ahead and choose specialties under that umbrella. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Or focus on, not even the, some people do choose specialties and other people just kind of choose their modalities. In other words, they continue to be a primary care family doctor and they choose different modalities that kind of help them out. And you know, in one patient, it could be just one modality. In another patient, it could be all of them. It could be homeopathy and herbs and supplements and counseling and body work, you know, all combined to kind of help them out.
Absolutely. Now, are you some of your patients' primary doctors?
Am I my patient's primary doctor?
Yes.
For some of them. For some of them, the difficulty is insurance coverage, you know. So it's getting better, but it's not there yet.
Great. Well, we have a caller, and I'm going to keep asking questions until we are able to connect with her, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty. So can you describe your typical patient to our listeners?
My typical patient is a patient who tried a lot of things. They've been to their primary care doctor. They've searched the internet. They've been to the health food store, and they've just not doing well. They're not finding the answer. That's my typical patient, that they've tried everything. I'm the kind of last resort. Mm-hmm. And we stop and pause and we look for the cause of the problem and we try to treat that.
Got it. Okay. So is this Eleanor?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Eleanor. My name is Dr. Iris and we have Dr. Angela Goldstein with us. What is your question?
Oh, forgive me. I don't have a question right now. Sorry, I'm on the wrong line. Forgive me for this.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All righty. Okay. So as a naturopathic doctor, what is your primary treatment modality that you use?
Well, there's actually not too many primaries. It depends on the patient. My approach is a patient-focused approach. Some people just need counseling, and they don't need any medicine. And some people need counseling, and they need, you know, herbs, and they need supplements, and they need body work, you know. So I kind of have a whole bag of tools that I pick from for an individual patient.
Got it. So can you give me an example, just one example right now, of somebody that you've treated with one of the conditions that you said and the process that they went through? So our listeners could get some idea about what, if they're interested in seeing you versus their conventional medical doctor, what they could expect.
Right. So I would say a common example is, say, a woman in their 30s. They've been to a doctor. They're just not feeling well, you know. They, you know, having a weight issue that they can't help, are not getting help with. They're not getting energy. Their hair is falling out. The skin is dry, and they just, you know, they're starting to feel a little bit depressed or a lot depressed. And they go to the doctor and they do all the tests and everything looks good. And the doctor says, the only thing I have for you is antidepressants. So this type of a patient comes to me and I look at the diet and I look at their thyroid function and hormonal function. And I look at how their digestive system and functioning. And we address all of that. We're like, okay, so is your diet, you know, appropriately appropriate for you? I do the blood type diet. So they usually go on the blood type diet and we decide on the proportion of proteins and carbohydrates and fats and such based on their lab work. And then we look at the intestinal tract. And if I think there's a problem, we would do gastrointestinal testing or stool testing to see if there's any microbes or imbalance in the microflora. And then we look at the thyroid and we look and we do a saliva testing for hormones and we say, okay, here's the where the problem is, and we start the treatment. And within, I would say, 2 weeks or so, they're saying, oh my God, I'm starting to feel better. You know, how come I didn't know about this before? How come nobody told me? So that's kind of a typical patient.
Mm-hmm. I got that. And you mentioned something about blood type diet. Could you briefly explain that?
So blood type diet is based on the genetic makeup of an individual person that allows them to eat or not to eat certain foods. It's based on how the body processes from the standpoint of immune system and how your body processes based on your ability to digest certain foods. There's four blood types, and they have some with different types of proteins and fruits and vegetables that are able to eat.
Got it. So as a naturopath, you focus closely on determining the actual root cause. You go back to the cause of someone's problems.
Right.
What is the source of many of the problems you see?
The two main sources of the problem is people's diet and the stress level. Is that I see over and over again in the younger patients and in the older patients. It seems to be repeating over and over again.
Wow. And you're talking stress as far as their adrenal glands?
Yeah, stress, adrenal glands, you know, that started maybe even in high school where they're overachievers, and then at work, and, you know, relationship stress, and then,
know,
on and on it goes.
Absolutely. Angela, we are about to take a break.
Okay.
We will be back with Dr. Goldstein in under a minute.
Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
I'd like to welcome everybody back to Attitude Adjustment. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I have the pleasure today to have Dr. Angela Goldstein with me. And we have been discussing in great length naturopathic medicine, how she became a doctor, the type of treatments and modalities she uses, getting to the root cause of someone's health in comparison to conventional medicine. And Angela, I would like to, I know that our environment plays a very big role in our health. What are the primary environmental exposures most people don't realize can be harmful to their health?
The primary thing is the cleaning agents in the house.
Okay.
That's one of the primary. The other is cosmetics and perfumes that women and men use. So that's pretty big.
So what do you recommend?
I recommend using non-toxic, you know, simple cleaning products, you know, say you can get in Trader Joe's or Mother's Market or Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. And using, again, the very non-toxic cosmetics, because people don't realize how many toxins are hidden in cosmetics and makeup.
Right. Do you recommend organic type products then as far as cosmetics?
As much as possible. As
okay.
much as possible, yes.
That's wonderful. Now, if somebody had questions and they'd like to speak with you on an individual basis, how can somebody contact you?
They can contact me via my website. It's www.ndnaturalpath.com. They can email me at drangiegold@aol.com, or they can call me at 949-395-1576.
Okay. And it looks like our caller is ready now. Go ahead.
What is the difference that people can find by going to a naturopath versus, a chiropractor or a nutritionist? What is it that's unique about naturopathy?
Well, naturopathy, like I was talking about, encompasses a lot of different modalities. And chiropractic doctors primarily, and you can correct me, Dr. Iris, if I'm wrong, primarily deal with musculoskeletal issues, and some definitely address nutritional and other deficiencies. Naturopathic doctors are trained as a primary care provider, so we train to analyze and look at labs. We train to look at physiology and biochemistry of the persons. We train to find what it is that's causing the problem. And then using a variety of different tools and modalities like herbs and supplements and the diet and optimizing, you know, digestive system to resolve whatever issue is going on and return that person to balance.
Angela, may I also say that under your license, you are also permitted to prescribe medication. Is that correct?
I'm permitted to prescribe hormones on my own, and I'm permitted to prescribe prescription medication with a protocol with a medical doctor. In the state of California. And in other states, we have a very broad formulary through which we can prescribe a lot of different medications.
I see. Eleanor, does that answer your question?
Yeah, this is very helpful. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Any more questions you may have for Angela?
Well, I'm calling. Actually, I'm in Ottawa in Canada, and I do go to a naturopath, and he has so many modalities that I didn't know which is what, because he does craniosacral work. He does very deep pressure work. He does all kinds of things. So I was just wondering what stands out in terms of the part of naturopath.
Got it.
Yeah, but I very much appreciate what he does. So I'm very glad that there are all kinds of naturopaths around that people can take advantage of and go see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Angela, you know that my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment.
Sure.
And I would love for you to share two things that, in your professional opinion, would help people to shift their attitude.
Sure. I thought about it, and thinking about it, two things that I encounter with my patients is, number one is regret, and number two is belief that taking care of themselves is selfish. So my two things that I want to impart on people is that change things going forward. Don't worry about the past. And the second one, you're responsible for taking care of yourself, because one day you might be called upon to help others. So those are the two things I'd like people to take from this.
I think that's wonderful. So you're saying put the past in the past and move forward, and each day create a new blank slate.
Right. And don't worry about what happened before.
Right. Move and forward. Don't beat yourself up for the things you didn't do as well.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Be supportive for yourself of the things you are doing. And taking care of yourself is not a selfish thing. That is a vital thing, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. We're parents, we're mothers, daughters, brothers, sisters, and sometimes we also have to take care of other people as well.
Right.
It looks like we have another call coming in.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, and who is this?
This is Isaiah.
Isaiah, hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from RSM, California.
Okay, great. And what's the question you have for Angela?
I just want to know what's the connection between sugar and ADD.
Oh, the connection between sugar and ADD?
Yes, like how can sugar levels and stuff affect children with ADD?
Sure. One of the primary things that sugar does is when you're eating sugar, you go on so-called roller coaster. As you eat sugar, your blood sugar goes up. And an hour and two later, it goes down below the initial level. So, and that's what I call roller coaster. And it exaggerates ADD symptoms, where most people would be able to tolerate it okay. And as somebody who has ADD, it becomes much more harder to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
Isaiah, can you mute your phone or turn your speakers down? Because it's hard. There's some background noise.
Oh, okay, sir.
Okay, there we go.
Is that better?
Yes, way better. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions you have for Angela?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Ma.
So, Angela, we only have a few minutes left to our show today. What are some of the things that you find yourself always trying to impart on your patients? Something maybe that you'd have to do on a daily basis, weekly basis?
So it's the idea, again, going back to taking care of themselves and making sure that, you know, all these different little things that we talk about in our time together, you know, the diet and the environment and, you know, taking the supplements and having enough sleep. It's all important. But basically what I try to tell them, just do your best. Don't stress about every little thing and just do your very best. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I like them to remember and understand, and that's why I do a lot of doctor as a teacher, is that I'm trying to make them understand that they have to advocate for their own health. They have to do research. They have to know what's going on with their bodies. I explain to them, you know, the lab results, what's happening in the body. So they know what's going on. So not leaving up to somebody else to fix it.
Well, it also can be kind of confusing because I know my patients, sometimes they go online and they're looking up all this stuff. And we as practitioners have to guide them and bring them back because there's so much information out there that it can be very, very confusing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would love, in the time we have left, for you to share a particular success story that you're especially proud of.
Sure. In addition to all the things I mentioned that I specialize in, the one other thing that I didn't mention is the preparation for pregnancy programs that I do. And I treat couples, both husband and wife or man and woman, and help them either with frequent miscarriages or infertility issues or, you know, if they're having some stress or fear, or they have a history of birth defects and such. And I take them through a program where we look at heavy metals, we look at the diet, we look at the hormonal balance, we look at the chemicals in the environment, we're optimizing, you know, the antioxidants in the diet and such. And one couple in particular I had worked with, they were been trying to have a baby for 7 years, very unsuccessfully. They tried a lot of different things. They did not want to do IVF. And both husband and wife, especially the wife, were very diligent in following my plan. And they now have a 4-year-old son, which was very exciting.
That is very exciting.
For all of us.
And would you like to share another story?
Sure. I worked with a woman in her 30s, you know, very stressed out, some kids and elderly parents to take care of. And she had severe gastrointestinal problems, and she's been going to gastroenterologist all over Southern California to the, you know, UCLA hospital and such. And nobody seemed to be able to help her. They were all telling her the diet doesn't matter. Just take the medication. On medication, she was still having a lot of problems that were debilitating to her. We did a stool test for her and a diet analysis, and we determined that she had an actual a bacteria that was causing her problems. We treated the bacteria, she changed her diet, and she was able to get off medication and regain her strength, regain her energy, and lead a normal life.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, if someone wants to contact you, you gave your information earlier, and you said that you're going to offer a 15-minute no-charge consultation. Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure. Anybody who's interested can contact me either via, again, the website or the email at drangiegold@aol.com or the phone, 949-395-1576. And I offer a 15-minute consultation either on the phone or in person. Sometimes people want to interact with me in person and just kind of see if, you know, it's there's a synergy. And I welcome that. They're welcome to come to my office and see me. They're welcome to talk to me on the phone. They're welcome to email me and get a consultation that way.
Great. Okay. Can you leave us with just a few parting words?
Sure. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you eat a balanced diet that's primarily organic. Make sure you look at your cabinets and your drawers and look at your chemical exposures and just do your best.
Great. Angela, it was wonderful to have you on our show today. You can reach Dr. Angela Goldstein by going to her website, www.ndnaturalpath.com, or you can email her, Dr. Angie Gold at AOL.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, January 28th, with Dr. Kathy Groover, an award-winning author and host of the national TV show based on her first book, The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com. And my website is www.driris.com. And I like to leave my show with a quote that I just found. It's what we learn after we think we know it all that counts. Wishing you all a healthful day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.